from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Just think of someone you really love and then try to describe them. It's amazing how quickly you run out of things to say about them. You can give a physical description of them. You can say what their hobbies and interests are. You can say something about their personality and their character, but you soon reach a point where you can't think of anything more to say. Yet at the same time, you know perfectly well that you have come nowhere near to doing justice to the person you love. You know, there is much, much more to them than you have been able to put into words. Your attempt to describe them has brought you face to face with the fact that there is much more to a human being than meets the eye. It has brought you face to face with the mystery of the human person. And the heart of our being, every one of us, is a mystery. At the heart of our being, every one of us defies description or analysis. If this is true of human beings, how much more must it be true of God, our Heavenly Father, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? Today, as we said at the beginning of the Mass, we celebrate the Feast of the Blessed Trinity. We talk about the mystery of the Trinity. And sometimes we imagine that the mystery lies in trying to figure out how three can be one. But that is not the point at all. The mystery of the Blessed Trinity refers to the nature of God, which must always necessarily remain hidden from us. So the doctrine of the Blessed Trinity is not a sort of theological puzzle to test our faith. No, it's not. It is an attempt, and no more than an attempt, to put into words something we cannot put into words. It expresses the central truth that God does not live alone and aloof in splendid isolation. It expresses the truth that within the Godhead there is movement and relationship. Most important, it expresses the truth that God, of his nature, is God of love. The very life of God is a life of love. The Blessed Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, then is not revealed as a doctrine to be analyzed or understood intellectually. If Jesus wanted us to understand it, he could have explained it as he have explained other things and other problems that we have in the Bible. But he didn't express this. So I have been brought up since I was a little child. And I remember some of these things, especially the Blessed Trinity, the heart of Jesus, the face of Jesus, and all these things that are mysteries for us. But I was brought up since childhood, and thank God. I thank God every minute to my parents who brought me that way, who raised me up that way. Especially when it comes to mysteries of the church and mysteries in the Bible, all you have to say, my mother used to tell me, you just say, Lord, if you want me to know this mystery, you should explain it to me. If not, I will just bow my head and stay for your word, because you are my salvation. You are the God of my salvation. You have created me. So I thank you, and I believe what you told me to believe. No one can understand how three persons are one, and we can get all the things that we can think about that plant of St. Patrick and so on and so forth. But the thing is, it's in the Bible. Jesus has revealed it to us, so take it. Don't argue with it. Don't try to understand it, because you get nowhere. Try to say, Lord, you have showed me this teaching. I will accept it because you have said it to me. So the Blessed Trinity, as I said, is not revealed as a doctrine to be analyzed or understood intellectually. Jesus never said, hey, look here, I am the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He never said that. Jesus talked about his relationship to his Father. He talked about the Spirit who animated his own life and whom he would send to animate the lives of his followers. That same Spirit who is the bond of the unity and love between the Father and the Son. In today's Gospel that I have just read for you a few moments ago, Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to the complete truth. What is this truth he will lead us into? Surely not facts of interesting items or of information about God. Let's think again about the way we know other people. If we know someone only by description, we do not count that as knowing them at all, no matter how careful and how detailed the description might be. For example, by reading the newspapers and watching television, you could find out quite a lot. For example, a lot about the Prince of Wales. You could find out enough to be able to give information about him to someone else, to explain to your children who is this man. But if you had never met him, you could never say that you knew him. You could only truly say you knew him if you had met him and established a relationship with him. In other words, we do not truly know someone until we enter into communion with them. In a similar way, The Holy Spirit is not sent to tell us about God. He is sent to draw us into the very life of God. That's why I mentioned before, we received the Holy Spirit in our baptism, at the beginning of our life. He is sent to draw us into the very life of God. The truth he speaks is the truth of a relationship we share in, the truth of communion established. The Holy Spirit is the agent to say so. He is the agent of God's love. He dwells within each of us. Don't forget, even St. Paul reminds us that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within each of us, assuring us that even now we share in the life of the Blessed Trinity. Whether we understand the mystery or not, we share in the mystery of the life of the Blessed Trinity. It is this which is the basis for our hope, as St. Paul says in today's second reading. This hope is not deceptive, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. The deepest knowledge we can have of our fellow human beings comes not from describing them, but from communion with them, to communicate with them. It is a knowledge not of the head, not of the mind. It is a knowledge of the heart. The same is true of our knowledge of God. The doctrine of the Blessed Trinity points towards the mystery of God, but we are invited to look beyond the words to the reality they signify. In doing so, we discover our own destiny. For we are made in God's image, as the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis. God made us in his own image. That means we are made for relationship, for communion, for love. We are created to share in that community of love which is the living God. My dear friends, this is our ultimate destiny. It is also our glory here and now. Today, we rejoice in the glory of God, whose life and love we share, a love which flows from the Father, is revealed in Jesus Christ, his Son, and is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. I hope you will understand this last statement. I will repeat it for you. Try to hear it and try to understand it. Today we rejoice in the glory of God, whose life and love we share, a love which flows from the Father, is revealed in Jesus Christ, his Son, and is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who dwells within each of us. God bless you.